We all love the lush green landscapes and forests in and around our Emerald City. But the green we don't love is the moss on our roofs. Thankfully, there is Moss Out. Moss is bad news for your roof. It collects leaves and debris, damages roof tiles, and can cause water to back up and seep through shingles into the roof structure, leading to costly repairs. That's where Moss Out comes in. Apply Moss Out during your fall cleanup or when placing holiday decorations to get rid of moss and protect your roof. Got moss? Get Moss Out.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Wealth and Wisdom Hour. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling. It is May 4th, and it's a beautiful day. I'm broadcasting live from St. Petersburg, Florida, and I'm looking out at the water and looking at the calm seas. It's so beautiful out there, and I'm just so grateful that I've got a wonderful guest with me today. And before I introduce Judy, I wanted to mention to you that I saw an incredible movie last week. It's called Soul Surfer. And it's based on a true story of a gal who, in her early 20s, was competing in a surfing competition out in Hawaii, and she lost her left arm to a shark attack. And I think you probably saw some of the news on that, some footage. But what struck me was her will to continue on. I mean, she was in her hospital bed, and her family was around her, and her only question was, you know, how soon can I surf again? And I thought, wow, look at that. I mean, here's a gal who went through such a traumatic experience, but came out of it thinking and knowing and believing in herself that she would once get back to surfing, and she certainly did. She ended up continuing to compete, and she placed fifth in the nationals or the regionals surfing competition shortly after the accident. And it just, what an inspiring movie. You know, I highly, highly recommend it. Go see it if you need a little pick-me-up or need to be inspired. It was quite remarkable. So speaking of being inspired, I have my guest today with me, Judy Jernud. Judy is actually my media specialist that I work with. She's from Beverly Hills. She is the CEO of Strategic Leadership. She is also a personal branding expert with emphasis on influence, media, and success. Judy has a background in television as a TV talk show personality and entertainment news reporter. She's met and interviewed lots of heavy hitters, including President Bill Clinton, Tom Cruise, Barbara Walters. Which, Judy, by the way, Barbara Walters, I just heard a quote from her the other day, and she said, "Trust your gut."
So appropriate for you, especially.
I know, you and me. That's one thing. Oprah Winfrey, Regis Philbin, Larry King, Tom Selleck, Meg Whitman. Now, Meg Whitman was the CEO of
eBay.
Mm-hmm. eBay, yes, that's right. Thank you.
You're
and
welcome.
many more. Judy helps create leadership stars, business stars, and rising stars personalities, including professional authors and experts. She's also a motivational speaker and author of Media Star Power. Judy, welcome to the Wealth and Wisdom Hour. How are you?
Well, thanks, Jaden. Nice to be with you again. That's great. It was fun when we had a good time in New York. That was great, helping you and coaching you. And how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. What I really enjoyed about you was how we instantly clicked on the phone. And, you know, when we started talking about how we both utilize our intuition in business and in our life and how it makes such a difference, I thought, oh, this woman is terrific. I need to get her on the show. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for saying yes to coming on the show and for being here.
Well, you know, you're very welcome. But speaking of intuition, we talked about this a little bit, but you almost always know instinctively, intuitively, the people that you're going to gravitate to are going to become your friends, either professionally or personally. And you're right, we had a very special connection the first time we talked, and we just were talking the same language, and it's as though we always knew each other. And I think that's one of the strong attributes of intuition, if people really pay attention to that and tap into it. I think we all have it, but a lot of people don't tap into it. That's been my experience. What do you think?
I think you're spot on with that. I mean, it's, you know, I will continue until the day I die, pound the table on and saying how important it is to follow our intuition. And, you know, it just, you know, my experience in New York was interesting because it occurred to me many of those folks who are the producers for the top TV shows and radio programs, you know, when I started talking about the importance of following your gut feelings and that it really does lead us to the truth in life and to, you know, gosh, manifesting anything that we want. You know, several people, I saw their eyes kind of glaze over and, you know, and I thought, oh, geez, these are true five sensory people who aren't even open to the amazing power of their intuition.
Right. And I think that people haven't been, I mean, it's something relatively new in the last couple of decades, I think, where people have really started writing about it, talking about it, not that intuition is new, but where it's become more in the forefront. So I think you have your work cut out for you is what I'm saying. You have a lifelong commitment to this. But I just think it's a different way of tapping into who we are. And as I said, I think it's always there for people. It's just that, you know, people just don't pay a lot of attention to the feeling aspect of it, and so they move on rather than stopping to think what that means or trying to explore it.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, recently I've been reading a lot more publications, you know, staying up with the media because I'm a self-professed guy who doesn't read the newspaper because I just felt like it was just a little too negative and I didn't like the vibe of it. But now, since I'm really exploring the industry, I'm starting to read a lot more magazines and newspapers, and it occurs to me how often people are quoted as saying that something is counterintuitive, but yet mm-hmm. they're not fully embracing the idea of just plain old intuitive. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Do you see that
mm-hmm.
as well?
No, I do. I absolutely do. And also, you know, there's a feeling whether it's good or it's bad, or, you know, you just have a feeling sometimes you can't put your finger on something, but it doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
And I think we just stuff it down rather than saying, what does this mean?
Right.
And it's much easier. It's easier to look the other way. And also, when you think about it, it's almost like a foreign language for some people because they've never experienced it, the tapping in part to it. I mean, they've never experienced that. So, therefore, not only do they not pay attention to it, they don't even know really how to.
Good point, Judy. And you're, by the way, listeners, I'm speaking with Judy Jernudge. She's the CEO of Strategic Leadership. And, Judy, when you are tapping into yours, tell us how you tap into your intuition in order to manifest wealth and wisdom.
Well, wisdom, I think, is just, you know, I was thinking about this when we were talking about this earlier about wisdom before the show today, and that's on one of our calls, and that is that wisdom is really one of your wealthiest attributes you'll ever have. People, and you know, you go through the whole book of Proverbs, and wisdom just dominates that whole book in the Bible about wisdom, how wisdom rules, wisdom is wealth, and, you know, what's that expression? A fool and his money could soon be parted, but wisdom. So people who are wise not only can make their wealth, but they can keep their wealth. They can also help mm-hmm. people create wealth. And I think that's probably where I most tap into it. For my coaching, for instance, just as an example, with my coaching, you know, I often get to work with people who are already very successful, and they just know that there's more. You know, they're looking for that purpose, or they're looking for that next big thing for themselves. I mean, it may be a leader who's been very successful in business, but now sees himself going into world leadership, something along that line. And where my wealth and wisdom tie together, my intuition tie together, is that I can see things in them that they don't necessarily see in themselves. You know, there'll be attributes that they have, and it helps them, by the way, become even more successful, monetarily mm-hmm. as well as personally and professional, because it's areas they haven't tapped into before. They don't see that in themselves. And so part of what our work is, of course, we do a lot of work with videotape, and we put them on camera, and we'll see, for instance, someone has a tremendous presence that they've never, ever developed or tapped into to use. Well, the more presence you have, the more influential you are. The more influential you are, the more people want to follow you. And the more that people follow you, whether you're helping them with solutions in their business or to tap into better avenues for themselves or whatever it might be, the more influential we all are, the more that we can attract people and we can help lead them, not to our greatness, but lead them to their greatness.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. So you utilize your intuition to really be of service to these people, to your clients.
Yes, and along this line, because I know that you've done very, very well with your investments and all of your creation of wealth, Jaden, but I will tell you that we just as an exercise tried to, just a few weeks ago, to look at how many people we coached last year and how many people we helped manifest more wealth. And I'll just give you a quick example. There was a financial advisor who was sent to us, and he was not really performing the way the company had hoped that he would, and it's a national known company, and they said, we just need some help. We think maybe it might be presentation. Well, presentation was just the top of it. It was just the very beginning of it. And as we got to go a little deeper, we began to see ways that he was really kind of sabotaging himself, and, you know, through personality and just through habits and things like that. And so, and also presentation was a part of it. We really got him so he was very comfortable, you know, presenting in front of people, looking confident, which is part of the success of a presentation. And So he had called me after maybe three or four months after we worked together, and he was giving me all these accolades, and of course it's always nice to hear that, you know, the results of your work. And I said, well, thank you. I said, you've made my day. He said, no, you made my quarter. And it was in between $25 to $30 million that he brought into his company that quarter. So it's just tapping into things. It's not that his skills changed, you know, in terms of what he knew professionally about the business. It was what the personality, you know, part of the personal brand, that's what changed. We were just able to take some things that he had and enhance them and then help him get rid of the things that were distracting from his whole being.
Now, Judy, I'm curious, did you have a conversation with him about him following his own gut when he looks at his business, or was it basically around polishing him up a bit?
Well, it was more polishing, but it was also what we worked a lot with him on was awareness. Awareness of what's around him. Awareness of people. Awareness of, it could certainly be a part of intuition. But for instance, if you're giving a presentation, Jaden, you know whether you're connected to that audience. So when I say audience and presentation, it could be an audience of one, you know, a presentation to one person. A lot of financial advisors don't talk to big groups all the time, although they do sometimes, but they also talk, you know, to a couple that they're interested in helping them with their investments and portfolio. But I talked to him a lot about awareness of how people were perceiving him and how he felt in the presence of people. So we worked a lot on awareness.
I like that, Judy. I mean, that's a huge step to tapping into your intuition anyway, isn't it? Being aware that, one, it's available to you, and then secondly, how to utilize it in business and in life. It's a big key.
Yes, it is. And people who get into presentation skills, coaching, I mean, there's some good coaches out there, but so often they just talk about the technique of it. Well, that to me is just the beginning of it. You know, technique is easy to teach. You could almost read a book on it and teach it. But to really get people to take ownership and to create the awarenesses and to create that being truly in tune to people and present, those are the skills that we help people with. And that is huge. It just makes, I mean, this was like a monetary, you know, when someone calls you and says, gee, this is between $25 and $30 million we brought into our firm, well, that's a very definite, measurable monetary example. But at the same time, you know, we can just see people who just simply gain more confidence and start having better relationships, even with their family. I mean, I had one man write to me and say, he said, you have no idea how my relationship with my daughter has improved. He was going through a divorce, and he had a preteen daughter, and their relationship had just deteriorated through this divorce. And just through the coaching, although we weren't coaching him for that reason, but once he started to get all these awarenesses and started tuning into people and more of the feeling aspect of it. And this is why I think I connected so much with you, Jaden, because a lot of men, and I apologize to all the men who are listening on this call, but oftentimes, men, and you know who you are, you don't always pay attention to it. You know, they say it's more of a woman issue, and I don't know that that's true. I just think that women pay more attention to it. That's all. I think men have it, as I said earlier. I think we all have it. But
yeah, I think women like to call it as you know, their intuition, but I think men are more comfortable with the gut feeling, you know,
exactly,
to really
or play a hunch,
yep.
You know, or you know,
or a
bet,
hunch,
you
yep.
know, bet the house, or you know, whatever. And yes, and that gut feeling, you use, and men use gut feeling a lot, much more so than you rarely hear a woman say that, you know. So it's just
I know,
it's about a matter of semantics, right?
It is, although, Judy, I'm reading the book Onward by Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks. It's the second book.
Uh-huh.
It's just fantastic. And I'm almost finished with the book. I'm about, I don't know, page 260 or something. And he's mentioned intuition, I would say 90% of the time, he's mentioned it 16 times throughout the book so far. And I'm not even finished. And I thought, wow, okay, this is, I mean, he truly does get it. He truly does embrace his intuition. And the guy is just, you know, he went back as CEO for the second time to Starbucks when they were flailing
right.
in 2007. Well, then the economy was having difficulty as well. But he, he's not afraid to talk about his intuition and his gut feelings, and that he allows them to dictate his business decisions, and he makes, and as we know, he does a tremendous job. So there's, there we go.
Well, I'm glad you told me that, because I knew he had a book out and I read an excerpt on it, but I hadn't purchased it yet to read it. But now, since he's talking about so much intuition, because we do use that in our work and our workshops as well, I want to get that book, because it's rare, especially someone of his stature who's his company is certainly a household name. So and I knew when he came back that things began to shift. But that's a really stellar example of someone who's in a position of success to be able to talk that freely about it, and particularly.
Yeah, and exactly, like nothing to lose. And he also, and last week on the show, we talked about the power of paying it forward and being of service to others. And, you know, he's a prime example of that he does focus on providing tremendous quality products and offering benefits to his part-time employees that most other companies don't. You know, they look at it as, oh, a big expense, but he looks at it as, you know, he wants to make a difference in people's lives. And with his intention, it's proven to be quite successful for him. So, but yeah, I agree. You know, I hope that our work going forward, Judy, and I'm gonna ask that you join the bandwagon, because I already think you're on it, but I hope that you too will continue, just because, I mean, you're right in the middle of the TV mega, you know, presence, and to continue to talk up the power of the intuition, because it's got all the answers for people. You know, there's no reason why people need to be suffering through this economy or through anything, really. You know, they've got all the answers within them. What do you think? Are you on the bandwagon?
Well, you know I am, and we've had this good conversation, so you definitely know I'm on it. But I also want to just, and I know that I'm not interviewing you, and I wish I were, so we got to work that out so that I can. Because I would like to, you know specifically, I mean, this is like such a part of who you are, and for me, I mean, it started as, I mean, I don't remember not trusting intuition. I mean, that's, I just don't remember not. I mean, and I know it certainly wasn't talked about, you know, as a young girl growing up, it certainly wasn't talked about. Mm-hmm. And my parents didn't talk about it. But I just always remember when I had a good feeling about something or if I had a bad feeling about something. And my mom actually thinks I'm psychic. She wants me to go get tested at UCLA. She said, I think you're psychic. And I said, it's just tuning into these things. And certainly I'm sure that I missed some things, because I think what would be interesting to note, and I've never done any studies on this, but maybe knowing you, Jared, maybe I will be inspired now, to even learn how to tap into it more than what those of us who've been doing it for a long time, to realize how, because I'm sure that there are things that we miss just because of busyness or, you know, whatever, that we miss. And yet, when things are obvious to me, I will just have a feeling, you know, I will just have a feeling that something's going to connect or it's not going to connect, or I'll have a feeling. And I remember coaching one man, he's a CEO of a bank, and he had met me somewhere at a reception, I think, and he called me and he said, you know, I'd like to do some media coaching with you. And I said, oh, do you have a media interview coming up? He said, no, I don't, but I just feel that I'm going to.
I love that.
So he hired me, he retained me, we did a media coaching day with him, and he called me about 2 weeks later and he said, this is your best student. He said, I just got interviewed by one of the LA papers out here. And I said, well, you felt you were going to, and you got prepared. So I thought that was a great lesson, and not just saying, oh, I think, you know, I feel this is going to happen, but a great lesson in paying attention. You know, so I think for all of us, and certainly for anyone who's listening, who this might sound like a new language, when that happens and you feel that you should act on something, it's probably the time to do it, because that's that inner gift of voice that we have, that if we pay attention to it, I think it can guide us through all areas of our life.
I think you're right, Judy, and I think I learned to follow my gut feelings or intuition when I would come up with the thought of, I wonder if, and whatever followed that, I wonder if, like the feeling was, I wonder if, and then, you know, I wonder if a dolphin's going to jump out in the water here. I wonder if I should buy this stock or whatever it was, which, by the way, two dolphins just did jump out of the water here. So I'm thinking that's a sign from the universe, Judy, right there. Follow our intuition. It was so cool.
Yes, and now you're also making me envious.
Oh, Judy.
I love to look at those dolphins. Aren't they just amazing? I live in Los Angeles, and so on the Pacific, right, I'm within about a mile of the ocean, so I'm always down at the beach. And it's just, and I take a yoga class on the beach sometimes, and it's just so much fun when we're there, and it's so peaceful, and then these dolphins come by, and we always feel like that's a great omen for a wonderful weekend to come, you know, so it's, that's great.
Yeah, they definitely they're a good sign of things to come, and so I love this conversation, and you will continue to develop your abilities or psychic abilities, whatever you want to call it. You know, the word psychic's a bit woo woo for people, so I just like the word intuition or gut feelings. It's frankly it's the same thing, you know. It really is.
And I never say, you know, we don't ever talk to people about, you know, about psychic predictions or anything like that. But I just know that, you know, with my mom, for instance, I mean, one time, and this is totally off business, but my mom had said that she said, my leg really hurts. She said, I don't know why. And I said, it's your right leg just below your knee, right? And she said, how do you know that? You know? Now, I don't know everything like that, okay? So I don't do any of practicing here like that. But it was just so clear to me that's what it was. And so, you know, now some people would call that psychic maybe. I don't know how I just knew it, but I just knew, you know, that that's what it was. But the thing that I think I'm committing to you with, I mean, I think that's a good question, and it's a good way to pose it to someone, is that, you know, is that I've really never thought about, I've honestly never read a book on intuition. And I've never even thought about developing it more. But that's a very great suggestion, you know, about making the commitment to continue, because maybe if I really delved into it, there's probably lots of things I'm missing, you know, that I just haven't really developed yet.
Oh, you'll love it. I mean, just 2 weeks ago, I had Sonia Choquette on the show, and she's written several books on the topic. And one book that I think you'll love, it's called Trust Your Vibes.
Oh, great. That's a good title.
Yes, yeah, so check that out. It's a very easy read in terms of, you know, how to tap into what we're referring to, and then really acting on it. But it you know, really does seem like you're already doing that. And to continue to develop it, Judy, it would be so easy for you and all the listeners. Really, just start a journal. So all you do is start a journal and start acknowledging when these things happen, like when you get these. When you get these hits or, you know, whatever you want to refer to it, just start writing in this journal. And then when you take notes, you're reinforcing the belief that you are getting this information and more of it will come. So it's, it's all available to us, you know, and that's going to be the way. You know, Judy, I think it's the way of the future, honestly. I think, you know, with this whole releasing of the economic system, you know, all of it, everything that we knew to be so solid and true, a lot of that went away. And, you know, with the mergers and acquisitions, these big banks, you know, the too big to fail thing was a myth. A lot of banks failed. A lot of these firms got bought out. Had they not got bought out, they would have failed as well. So I think the whole system has changed, and it's given us an opportunity to now go out in such a way that people are going to be starting their own businesses. You know, they'll be going into partnerships with other people. I think that's big, by the way, strategic partnerships. That's my, if I had a, if I had to give my little, if I had to give my prediction for the next 10 years, a lot of money is going to be made by strategic partnerships with people and people thinking outside of the box. You know, it's not going to be the ordinary way that we've been doing business. What are your thoughts on that?
I think you're exactly 100% right. And just to take it one step more, is Bill Marriott Jr., although he's in his 70s, but he is Bill Marriott Jr. He is, I heard him speak. We both spoke at the same conference a couple of years ago, and actually about 3 years ago, I think now, and he talked very much about just what you're talking about strategic partnerships. And he said that's going to be huge, not just only in his industry, which is the hotel industry and hospitality, but he said it's going to be huge. And, I mean, like they're partnering with, like for instance, and I don't remember all his partnerships, but they're partnering with different travel agencies, or they're partnering with rental cars and things like that, where there's partnerships formed because it's economically good, and it's also, I think, you know, there's strength in that for a company. So I think people who are individual sole practitioners, it's another way for us to look at how to evolve, really. And I think that's going to we're seeing it now. I mean, look at how much the internet has changed our lives, our businesses. Look at how much social media is impacting business right now. So I think all of these partnerships, and that's again comes into play, is that where your intuition. I'm not suggesting people don't do due diligence with people, but I'm saying pay high attention to people you think this is going to be a good mesh, and this is going to be a good
mesh. Exactly, and it can be the thought of so. For instance, what has guided me throughout my last 20 years of my in my career and finding financial freedom is the first thought that I knew intellectually from my business acumen was that you make money when you buy, not when you sell.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that, you know, firm belief, that knowledge of, okay, you make money when you buy, not when you sell. However, it was then through following my intuition, which led me to the right people to partner with. One partner of mine was, in fact, the city of St. Petersburg when I developed an affordable housing project here. So it's like combining the two, you know, it's like combining what you know through strategic business practices and principles, but then also allowing yourself to tap into this, I don't know, whatever we want to call it, inner guidance, inner GPS, I was calling that in New York to be a little more palatable for people. So to follow that inner GPS, which will lead then to making partnerships with the right people. And, you know, because that's very different than how I looked at business 20 years ago. You know, 20 years ago it was, well, who can I hire as an employee to help me build my business? And that's not at all my thinking today.
Oh, isn't that interesting? So now how has it evolved?
Well, it's evolved to pretty much like I'm talking about, strategic partners who can help, like you're saying about Marriott, you know, can help branch out my businesses in a way that there's
a
broader reach.
I see more
than
like the employee aspect. You're looking at the bigger picture now for rather than helping someone internally, you're looking externally on those partnerships.
Yeah, because, you know, you can still benefit people in life rather than having a bunch of employees. With these strategic partnerships, you know, you can have the same vision but look at it a little differently. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
do.
People are bringing different talents, different resources to the table, and it's not, you know, it's not costing a bunch of overhead to the business, right? Because that's the
20th century model.
So that's it. Yes.
That's the 21st century model, right? I agree. Absolutely. I wanted to ask you one other question too about your book, Your Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom. Is that book out? Or is that the Daily Oracle cards? That's the Daily Oracle cards, right?
Yeah, the cards are out. Definitely yes, and the book is halfway finished.
Good.
So my goal is by June.
Oh, good. So you're putting it out there so that we all can say to you, "Is it done now?"
Exactly.
When you put a date out there, right? No, but you have that done. Okay, I wasn't sure because I know we talked about it once before, and I wanted to just know how that was coming because I think that's going to be invaluable for people, your listeners, and as well as the rest of the world.
Thank you, Judy. It's coming. It's and the book, you know, as I write it, it continues to evolve, and it's been quite a journey. For me, you know, it's gone through sort of a metamorphosis to really what we're talking. In fact, I've even changed the title. It's now The Sixth Sense for Success.
Oh, that's wonderful, particularly since this is your area. What a great idea. Wow, when did that come to you?
This morning on my beach walk.
Really?
Yes, as I was tapping into my inner GPS, it came to me. It's like, you know, the truth is it is all about sixth sense, and it is about success too, because I like to marry the two, and I just figured who better to write about it than me.
You know, what's interesting, and I don't know what your subtitle is, but I think that inner GPS would really explain the whole concept there, you know, if you have a subtitle. That's really great. I love that inner GPS.
Thank you. That's I'll definitely consider that. That's and just like call me every day and ask me if it's finished, so then that'll continue to get me motivated too. Just call me.
Listen,
Judy, every morning.
I could ask the same thing. I'm writing a second book, and I said, now I know why they say there's a book inside everybody, because nobody has time to sit down and get it out. It's a daunting project. When I first wrote Media Star Power, first of all, you don't know how much you know about a subject. If that's for everybody listening on this call, you have no idea of your expertise until you sit down and start writing. And then you think, oh, I know that. And you, because you know it, you think the whole world does. And then you'll mention it to someone, and they go, I never heard that before. So you have so much knowledge to get out there. So I'm proud of you for doing this, and I look forward to reading it.
Oh, Judy, you're a sweetheart. Thank you.
You mentioned something, too, that I think is important for intuition. And this is probably... I mean, again, as I said, I've never written a book on it. I'm certainly not an expert authority on it other than from personal experience. However, you mentioned taking the walk on the beach, and that's where this
Yes.
title came to you. And that's one of the things that I think is really helpful to developing intuition is that, and especially, and I say this today because we are all, you know, I came out of the TV news business, as you know. And in television news, I think we were the original multitaskers because everything needed to be done day before yesterday. The 6 o'clock mm-hmm. news goes on exactly at 6 o'clock, not 6:01, you know, so you need to be ready
right.
all the time. And I think that we multitask and people have families or they have careers or you're traveling, but that quiet time, which is what I call it, is that I absolutely have to have quiet time because everything I do is so external. I'm always working with people to help them improve, tap into their strengths, tap into their greatness, if you will. So it's all very external. Now, yes, it's an external process that comes from me internally, but then for my own creativity and my own progress, I need quiet time to develop that. And so, you know, whether it's the walking on the beach or it's yoga classes or it's just sitting in a room and meditating or listening to some music that's calming to you or whatever it is, I think that's where you really start to tap into feeling, intuition, and where it becomes much more of an emotional process rather than an intellectual process.
Judy, I couldn't agree with you more, and I will speak to that in a moment, but we have a caller. Can we take a caller?
Sure.
Are you okay with that? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, caller. Hello? Hello? Someone from area code 916. Are they there?
916 is California, I believe. I think that's Sacramento. But I think they're on a cell phone, and we may have lost them because didn't it sound like a little like a cell phone?
Yeah, we did. I just saw them hang up. Okay, caller, if you can hear us, call back
call
if you'd like.
Back.
We'd be happy to.
Yeah, it sounds
to take
like
your call.
I think 916 is Sacramento. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but
I'm
like
not sure.
Call, so sure, we'll take them. But I think that quiet time is just for me anyway. It is just. And I felt this way when I was on television full-time because you're running, you know, you're traveling around, you're on assignment, you're doing stories, and you're all over the place. And I still, no matter how tired I am, some people can just be exhausted and fall into bed. That's not my MO. I have to have some of that downtime, some reflecting time, and, you know, I can't always be walking on the beach, which is my favorite place. My favorite place in the whole world is near water, and I would encourage everybody to tap into what gives you that peace. For me, I used to live on a sailboat even. I mean, I've never not lived on a large body of water. And it's just, that's the most soothing for me, and that's where I get most in touch and I become most peaceful. So I would encourage everyone
Wonderful.
To find that place, you know, whether it's a walk in the woods
Yes.
or whatever it is, but something that gives you that peace because you can really get in touch with a lot when you just have that kind of time.
I couldn't agree more, Judy. And listeners, you are listening to Judy Jernud, the CEO of Strategic marketing and branding specialist, branding guru. Stay tuned. We've got to take a quick break now, and we'll be right back. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling.
Have you wondered why others experience success time and time again, yet it continues to elude you? Do you feel something inside of you that stops you from reaching your goals? Do you desire to relate to money and success in an entirely new way? Are you ready to make positive changes in your life when it comes to your relationship with money? Well, if you answered yes to any of those questions, come join us for an intensive self-discovery, money mastering weekend of growing and learning. Level 1 is the foundational level for wealth mastery, and it's all about helping you clear and heal your self-imposed limitations. Throughout the course of the weekend, in a compassionate, supportive environment, you will be guided through experiential exercises to heal your money wounds and clear your money blocks once and for all so that you can live the abundant life you were meant to. So please join us on Friday, June 10th through the 12th at the Lazia Healing Center in Calgary. You will be led through experiential exercises that will assist you in discovering what has always held you back from living an abundant life. Some say this night is the most powerful part of the entire weekend. One thing is for sure, you will learn exactly what has kept you stuck when it comes to manifesting money. Then Saturday, from 9 to 5, I'll share with you tools and techniques that will help you discover your soul's purpose. You'll learn how to anchor in big dreams and ideas. I'll teach you how to tap your spiritual mentors who will assist you in achieving all of your goals. You'll learn how to balance giving and receiving. And you'll learn how to connect to the true source for abundance. Then Sunday morning, the course will wrap up, and I share my techniques from my upcoming book, Manifesting Your Heart's Desires. So join us for a life-changing event. So for more information, go to thewealthquest.com. Please join us Friday, June the 10th through the 12th at Lazia Healing Center. Seating is limited, so get your reservations in early. Have you wondered why?
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to the Wealth and Wisdom Hour here at Blog Talk Radio. And I am talking with Judy Jernud. She's my special guest today. Judy is the CEO of Strategic Leadership. She's located in Beverly Hills, California. We're having an amazing conversation about how following your intuition or gut feelings can lead to major abundance and wealth in life and everything else you'd like. So for those, we're happy to take callers. Dial in toll-free at area code 877-633-9454 if you have any questions for Judy. And also, I'll do a few wealth and wisdom readings for people from my Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom Daily Oracle cards. So please call in. I'd love to hear from you. And Judy, tell me, I know you've interviewed a lot of amazing people, and what do you see as a common thread that these accomplished people share? Judy, did I lose you? Are you walking on the beach and
no, you know what? I didn't unmute. I muted. I remembered to mute.
Okay.
I just didn't remember to unmute.
I thought you went for a walk. I thought you said, well, I'm so excited about walking the beach, I'm going to go for a walk.
I just took off and I'll check in later. Okay.
Exactly.
Don't tempt
right.
me. Don't yeah. tempt me. you know, I said that's a really good question about the common thread because there are several. And that's actually what my next book is about. I'm writing a book about all these people, and then what, you know, it's not a kiss and tell kind of book. It's a really powerful book for people to tap into their own greatness, which is one of my themes, as you know. And
yeah.
But one of the things that people have extraordinary confidence in themselves. And if the question would be, what's the biggest reason people aren't as successful as they would like to be or they want? And I think much of it is confidence in themselves. And it's always amazing to me when I say that, but there are people who, number one, most successful people, you know, sometimes they'll say they fell into it. You know, they just say, well, I didn't really plan to be a movie star, for instance. I just kind of fell into acting. The famous story about John Wayne, whose name was Marion something, I don't even remember now, walking across as a grip carrying furniture in one of the movie studios. And they spotted him and said he'd be perfect in this role. Well, there's a person that you might say right place, right time, but he really was not destined, wasn't looking to become an actor. So I realize that some things just fall into it. But there are other people who have such a strong desire for whatever it might be, whether they have a strong desire to be an attorney or a doctor or a teacher or a film star or whatever it might be, a rock star. The desire is so strong that they just don't accept that they can't have it. And I think that comes back to confidence. Now, having said that, there's a lot of talented people, and I know you've met them around the world, you know, whether they're artists and they're, you know, I've never really bought into, this might be where you and I have differences of opinion, I don't know, but I really never bought into the concept of do what you love and the money will follow, because I don't know that that's necessarily true. I think you have to be very strategic in a lot of the things that you do. People love to paint, for instance, but I know a lot of people who can't pay their rent who are artists. So you then, okay, I have this great talent, but now how do I develop it? And it's kind of like what you were saying with these strategic partnerships today and how you look at how you do your business now differently. Rather than looking for that partner employee, you're looking outside, if you will, the external, who could be a strategic partner to help this project really go. And I think that's one of the things that people need to really, A, know what it is they want,
yep,
and want it enough to work for it and work towards it, and belief enough in themselves that it can happen.
Yes, I agree. And I think what you're also referring to is how to monetize. You know, you're talking about that artist. And so that artist is so creative and left-brained that they haven't completely figured out, you know, how to monetize that into a business, you know, where they can then afford to pay their rent and afford to pay their bills. However, that being said, there are plenty of people who – I mean, there's a gal which comes to mind right now, the gal who has the internet site about clipping coupons. So, and she's made millions from this internet site because she believes so much in what she was doing, the value in, you know, clipping a coupon, that she figured out a way how to monetize that and has made a fortune. So, you know, we can look at so many industries across the board and every single business. And we can point to successes, and we can also point to failures. So I think there has to be one of the keys is someone's belief around their ability to monetize a business or not. You know, maybe that artist's belief, they grew up around artists, and they heard lots of artists say that, you know, the term starving artists, and, you know, follow your heart, but if you follow your heart, you're not going to make money. Well, that is a false belief that they have taken on as their own, and therefore they've then become what they believe in, which is an artist who can't pay their rent, but by using your example. So I think a lot of it is, yes, confidence, but I also do believe it's what someone believes about themselves. You know, their thought process and their beliefs will ultimately prevail.
I agree, and I will just say this for anyone listening, and even if there's just one person who hears this and it might make a difference, this particular statement I'm going to make next, and that is, and I so agree with what you just said, because I remember one time hiring someone, actually from my church, and it wasn't a lot of money. It was like $10 an hour or something, but she was making minimum wage. This was a while ago, and it was $7 an hour, and she was a grown-up, mature woman, and I said to her, well, you know, we have a filing project. Why don't you come and you know, and work with me a couple of days a week and just get our filing caught up? And then, you know, I thought when she came, she was really very good. And I said, you know, if you really feel that you would like to be here, I said, we could make some room for you here and find some more work for you to do and raise your salary, et cetera. And she said to me, let me think about it. And then she came back to me and she said, no, I'm going back and just stay with my job for $7 an hour. Because she said, I think if God wanted me to make more money, I wouldn't have been here all these years, you see.
Oh, cheap.
And I mean, this is a true story. So, you know, you can't make these things up, right? And so, but now flash forward. I'm going to take it to myself, okay, for just a moment. Because I do love what I do so much, I would do what I do for people for free, because not because I don't think I'm deserving of good pay for it, and I charge good pay for it, but good fees for
Yes, you do.
But I would do it because I do love it so much. However, you have to be, and this is where, you know, people who work in the emotion realm, if you will, because communication and branding and all of this, you know, yes, there's some technique, yes, there's some strategy, but it really is very emotional as well, and that's the real commitment to it. So I had a CEO say to me, a man with whom I was working, CEO, and he said, you are a 50, as in 50, $1,000 a day person. And he said, when you know that, you will charge that. Now, anybody on the call, I'm not charging $50,000 a day. But the point was...
Not yet.
Thank you. So you'll be my new partner. We just formed this new strategic partnership. You can become my agent and you name your percent. No, but what that did for me is because his next sentence was, you need to make up your mind whether you want to be Mother Teresa or you want to be in business. Now, flash forward. We do have good fees. We do have good rates. I mean, we are well compensated. However, I'm ready to go to the next place yet, and that's what this book will do. You see, I mean, this next book will take us to another place, and then you set a goal. But here's something else I'd like to say to people about partnerships, and I'm having a meeting tomorrow with a business coach, and what I need is a very strong, strong rainmaker, because I really want to just do the work. I don't want to do anything else but the work. That's all I want to do. I want to work with you, Jaden, to get you ready for media. I want to work with, you know, Susan over here to get her into personal branding. And I want to take these financial advisors who are not, you know, maybe in jeopardy of losing their job and help them bring in that 25 or 30. That's all I want to do. I don't want to do anything else. And so
It's interesting that you say that, Judy, because it just started raining here. So we start the show. It's beautiful sunny skies, dolphins out back, and now it started raining. So, Judy, I think a rainmaker's on their way to you.
Thank you. And I love this weather update, too, by the way. But I think there's something symbolic about that. But I really do feel that you have to surround yourself with people. I mean, if you are surrounding yourself with people who have an income, let's say, of $50,000 a year, that's one mentality, and there's nothing wrong with that. There are a lot of positions in life that people, that's the money that they make, and they're very happy, and it fits their lifestyle. I'm not suggesting that there's anything wrong with that. However, I know if you start hanging around with people who are making $500,000 a year, there's a different mindset change.
Yes, for sure.
And you start to think differently. And you start to approach things differently, and you become to – and I think one of the biggest things that we all need to do is to focus on the fact that we don't have all the time in the world. You know, our time is really, really precious, and you need to get in balance with that, you know, in touch with that. Where are you spending it, and is this what's making you the happiest, or is it not? Or are you in jobs that don't make you happy? Are you in relationships? Because if you don't pay attention to what's not making you happy, it's hard to get to what's going to make you happy, in my opinion.
That's a great point. And are you writing about this in your upcoming book?
I am.
Good. When's that coming out, by the way?
Well, you need to keep me on touch with this. If this is not done by December of this year, because I'm not as far along with it as you are, but I have a tea every year for my staff, my current staff and my former staff. We all come together and we have a tea at my house every Christmas, a holiday tea. And I told the girls that December of 2010, I said, if this book is not done by 2011, you have my permission to tell me never to mention it again.
Now, is that your home in Florida here or in Beverly Hills?
I live in California.
California.
Yeah, I'm just down there because my mom's down there. You know, I get down there to visit her, but I'm in vacation. But I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay, so I'm going to put on my date December. I will. Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll put on my calendar to call you in December and ask you where I can buy my copy of your book.
Yeah, exactly, because if this book is not done, it may not be in a bookstore in December, but it'll be written. It will be written. That was my commitment. It is to be written this year. And we are working with a literary agent, and I'm writing, and I'm doing a big proposal right now for it. So I started some chapter writing. So, and again, you know, it's like anything else. You've got to believe, A, that you can do it, and B, that's what I mean about being strategic. If I want it done, I've got to make the time for it. I mean, it's like
absolutely.
It's got to be as important as my client or anything. You know, it's got to be that important.
That's exactly right. And the belief that it can be done easily. You know, it goes back to the mindset. If it feels, and if the belief is that it's a daunting task, then that is exactly how it'll become. Right. I mean, that belief will manifest itself to where a day goes by you don't write, or a week goes by where you don't write, and then a month. So it's easy to kind of shelve that, to put other things in front of it. But most importantly, it's one of your gifts to the universe is this incredible wisdom that you're going to be sharing with people. So I would just urge you every day, write.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that encouragement, but I'll tell you where I'm taking this book, and that is that I'm writing like outline for it so that it has my voice, you know, so that I'm not scattered all over the place. But I am probably not going to write this book, as it turns out. I am probably going to hire someone to write it. And I say that to you because I want to, I mean, I'm doing the proposal so that I'm clear on, you know, the competitive analysis and what the book will be and for whom and all of those things, because that really helps bring clarity to the whole project. But I realize that if I really want it done, given my lifestyle and my work and me, that I thought writing is not my strength. The content is my strength. That's my strength.
Exactly.
And so I hired a consultant to speak with me about it. She's written a lot of books, and she knows me quite well. And her suggestion was, anybody out there who wants to write a book, just listen to this. It might be of help to you. But her suggestion was to get clear what I want to write about and then get in with it. She didn't tell me to start doing the chapters and all that, what I am doing, because I know that I could get too scattered for somebody because one thought leads to another because you think, oh, I forgot I interviewed Sammy Davis Jr., you know, or I forgot I did this or I did that. And so that's why I'm doing the work necessary. But then she suggested that I take it into a, you know, just record it. And then have somebody do the transcription on it, and then I can go through and make edits on it, and then give someone else to write it. And I think that's the best way for me to get it done. That doesn't mean that's how everybody should work, but I think that's going to be the best for me. Because if I start worrying about sentence structure and every period and every comma, it's not really that's not my expertise. My expertise is the content.
Exactly. So spend some time and do what I call talk your book. Just talk it out, record that. Give it to some, but like a good 4 to 5 hours of it, so you've got a lot of content there. Give it to someone, and then you just need a really strong editor.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah,
and,
so,
and that's,
well, that's
also knowing yourself. You know, it's knowing yourself because I think if I don't do that, Jaden, we'll be having the conversation 2 years from now. You know, and you'll be saying, whatever happened
to
that book?
Yeah.
You know, so I think this... and that's what I mean about partnering and realize where your strengths are and then where your strengths aren't.
You're so right on with that. And it's funny, next week I have a whole show about this. I'm calling it TikTok, How to Best Utilize Your Time and Energy to Manifest an Abundant Life. So,
that's great.
This is a great lead-in to what I'm doing next week. But while I have you here, Judy, tell me, what are would you share some of your top three ideas for people and how they can get on TV and in the mass media?
Well, first of all, you have to have something to say, and I'm not being flippant, but you really do have to have something to say. Is it newsworthy?
Yeah.
And when I say that, ask yourself, because just because you've done something doesn't mean the whole world is going to necessarily gravitate to it or be as excited about it as you are. So when you say a book, for instance, you have to figure out what's in this book that's going to help people. And what media looks for, and you might remember this from our media coaching, they look for what's in it for the audience. How is this going to affect the audience? What's the news value here? What's the solution here? Or even does it have entertainment value? You know, there's certainly entertainment media. You have to look at what's in it for the reader, the listener, or the viewer. And when you start to think that way, it helps you bring clarity. I mean, just because you're excited about something, it's great that you're excited about it, and you certainly are applauded for whatever your accomplishment is, but how does it affect the reader, the listener, the viewer? So that's the first thing. Have something of interest that's newsworthy. Two, then you need to decide what media is going to work for you, which media, where does this belong? If you've written a diet book, you may not get written up in Wall Street Journal. Unless you write a diet book that talks about how much money is being lost in corporations because of obesity issues or whatever health issues, then you'd have that angle. And by the way, you can take a topic. I mean, like we talked with you, Jaden. I'll just use you as an example with your manifesting wealth. Now you could talk about the intuitive part of it, and especially, you know, you might now want to tie it in. I don't mean to be media coaching you right now, but a good tie into this would be the Howard Schultz example. You know, of how
absolutely
that helps your business. See, so you could kind of tie in there and how it's worked for you, you know, in your own life and how you've touched into, you know, tapped into the intuition for your partnerships and for your different ventures and things like that. So, you know, look at which media is going to work, and then also look at looking at various forms of media, because I'll go back to the diet book. Diet could work for a business section if you did talk about the workplace, as we talked about. But then it could work into the lifestyle. If you talk about how dieting has to become a family affair, because, as you know, children are overweight now, and then lifestyle and what parents need to do. And then so you have the whole lifestyle, then you have the whole health industry of media, so you can look at the various components of where it best belongs. And then I really believe two things. You asked for three, but I believe in two very strongly. And one is public relations. And I used to be in public relations. I had a public relations agency, was in entertainment PR before I transitioned into television, you know, as a reporter and entertainment news reporter and on the news and the talk show and everything. And so I really get the value of publicity. And people will say, can't I do this myself? You know, can I be my own publicist? I would say, and I would advise this to our listeners today, yes, you can be, but do you want to be? Because what you're paying a publicist for is you're paying them to, A, have the relationships, B, know which media uses what kind of stories, and C, how to get you positioned. And finally, if you want to be your own publicist, it could become your own full-time job. And that's why I advise people. And I'm not in public relations anymore, so I don't, you know, people even down when we were in, it was funny, Jade, when we were in New York, I had one man come up to me and said, well, why can't you do my public relations for me? I said, because I'm not in that industry anymore. I said, I can make you brilliant in front of the camera. I can make you a media darling, a media sought after, a media star. But I said, I just don't have those relationships anymore. And also, I don't. That's just not where I did that, and now I've moved on. But I said, I can certainly guide you into getting a good publicist. So that's the other. The last part, the fourth part, I said, even though you only asked for three, it would behoove you, I mean, you would be doing yourself the best favor you could do if you get media coaching. And the reason I say this, and it's not just because I do media coaching, but I'm saying get a good media coach, because that's why I created that Media Star Power Kit, Jaden, was for people who could come to Los Angeles, but they could get, you know, the kit and some time with me. And is that no matter how good you think you know, how well you think you know your subject, or how good you think you would be on camera, working with a good coach will quadruple that. And for many people, when they come to us, they've had the opportunity to get on a good show or to get a good article, and they'll come to me and say, well, the reporter never asked, or I really looked scared, or I did this, and they've just blown their entire public relations campaign. So I suggest media coaching. And when I had my live show in Miami, it was a five-day-a-week show, like Regis and Kelly, studio audience, and we had everybody come in from authors to celebrities to politicians. It was a whole gamut of guests. And I would sit there so many times and think, I wish I were in a position to coach these people. Because if I hadn't done the homework to really know what they were about, they were not helpful to you because, A, people are too polite. They don't know how to answer questions. They don't know how to get a call to action. And they don't even know how to look comfortable. I mean, some people look so uptight, and even though they're talking about good news. So all of these things make you not be invited back. So we like to help people position their expertise and not make it an OTO, a one-time only. So those are
Like that. Well, thank you for that. Judy, tell me, where can our listeners find you?
Well, you can find me at Judy Jernud, J-E-R-N as in Nancy, U-D-D. And you can email me. It's Judy@JudyJernud. You also can go to Media Star Power. That's our that gives a lot of media information, frequently asked questions. That's our website, MediaStarPower.com.
.com, okay.
And then you can find us at Strategic. You can go to our Strategic website, and that's Strategic.com. And that's like strategic, but it's strategic because, as you said in your introduction, we create leadership stars, business stars, media stars. And I just want to add one thing about this, Jaden. It's really funny with that name. Our company name used to be Prime Performance. But I found out that someone had trademarked it before we did, and I went to an attorney, and he said, well, you could probably win as a trademark dispute because you did commerce first and you had the name first. But he said, unless you're married to it, why don't you come up with something else? So you talk about intuition. So I thought about that, and that night I was thinking about it, and I came up with Strategic. And then I thought, I'll see how it sounds the next day. And because I'd never heard the name before, but I thought, you know, I come out of a star background, TV and the whole thing. And so I came out and I ran it past my husband. I said, what do you think, Strategic? And he said, I like it. And flash forward, when I met Meg Whitman, we were talking and I gave her my card. And she looked at it. She goes, Strategic. She said, I love it. And I said, you do? And she said, I do. And I said, I'm so glad because I made it up.
That's wonderful.
It's an intuitive story because intuitive, that's what I felt would work for us, and it does. So
yes, that's confirmation from the universe.
To it, right?
pay attention.
Sorry?
You followed your intuition, and look where you are today. Judy, you're an amazing star in my life, and thank you so much for all the help you've given me. And I appreciate all the valuable information you've given us today as well. And I look forward to having you on the show again real soon.
Well, this is a pure pleasure, and you've made it such a great conversation. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it too, Jaden. And I hope you come out to California to see me.
And I think the lady's booting us off. Can you hear her say 60 seconds?
No, I didn't hear her.
Or did I just hear that?
That's it. That's
oh, is that in my ear? Okay. Thank you again, Judy. And have a wonderful day. Yep,
take
we'll
care,
talk
everybody.
Soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Judy.
Bye.
All right. So you heard it here. Judy Jernud. Check her website out, strategic.com, strategic.com. Next week, I will be broadcasting live again, same time, and the show is called TikTok, How to Best Utilize Your Time and Energy to Manifest an Abundant Life. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Thanks so much for listening, and thank you very much, Christina Walsh, my producer. I appreciate everything you do for me. Have a great week, everyone. Take care. See you soon. Bye-bye.
We all love the lush green landscapes and forests in and around our Emerald City. But the green we don't love is the moss on our roofs. Thankfully, there is Moss Out. Moss is bad news for your roof. It collects leaves and debris, damages roof tiles, and can cause water to back up and seep through shingles into the roof structure, leading to costly repairs. That's where Moss Out comes in. Apply Moss Out during your fall cleanup or when placing holiday decorations to get rid of moss and protect your roof. Got moss? Get Moss Out.